Hi, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm going to give you a quote for today, just something to think about, to ponder from our daily calendar. And this is on December 6th, and it and here's the quote: self-managed teams are based on mature contributors. Okay? Self-managed teams are based on mature contributors. Well, let's talk about that. The idea of agile teams being empowered, being self-managed, that comes with some caveats. Let's be honest about that. And if you're empowering team, if you're telling them that they're self-managed, what that team has to realize is that you still have to follow the same rules as any other manager. So teams get excited that, oh, we're self-managed. We get to, within ourselves, talk and decide how we want to work. But you don't get to ignore the rules that your manager, or if there was a team manager, would have to follow. For example, you don't get to ignore HR basic rules and regulations. And for one thing, you've got to make sure that the work environment, the decisions that you're making, accommodate everyone, that they're inclusive, that there's it's not lopsided in any way. People aren't pulling rank because they've been with the organization or with the team the longest, so therefore my way is the right way. None of that. And so that's why, and going hand in hand with that, before a manager can turn over the reins, even before an organization can turn over the reins and say, hey, you're a self-managed team, you're empowered, you get to make decisions, there also has to be some education, some awareness. In the same way that when someone becomes a manager, most organizations send them through some type of orientation and training and awareness. They have to take a lot more compliance training, things even like bullying, corporate bullying, and anything that, again, would be a violation of HR. Well, I say, if the team wants to be empowered, they need to have that same exposure. One of the really important topic right now is emotional intelligence, emotional awareness. That's an area that's really important too. I say all that to say, and the quote, as it says, self-managed teams are based on mature contributors. That means the people on the team have to be mature, aware, ready to accept that responsibility and everything that comes with it. It does not mean, what it does not mean is that it's a free-for-all. You become a manager and you can do things your way and disregard any implications or impact or even compliance or just common decency that comes with it. And so when you're even if you're an individual manager or whether you're just managing your team, you have to be aware of a bigger picture, a bigger universe that you belong to. You belong to the organization. You can't do things that benefit your team but wreak havoc on the rest of the team. Let's say, and I'm going to give you a prime example, you as a team decide we're not doing any documentation. We are so good at what we do. We have worked together really well. So we share information through osmosis, and we're not going to do any more documentation. And yet, when you implement your software and your solutions, and it's time to turn it over to support, there is no documentation. And so it's a disaster for supporting things that come out of your team. That's not acceptable. So I know for many, you might think, well, that is so obvious. But at the same time, not everybody really connects that dot. All they hear is, hey, you're empowered, you're self-managed, you know, and they kind of get a chip on their shoulder. No one can tell us anything. You said we were empowered. And so I just want to put that caveat out there for both the teams or team members, but also any organization that's thinking about going this direction. Make sure you give them the right tools, the right awareness, and make sure that their mindset is in the right place, that they're mature enough as a team to handle that empowerment. So it's a win-win for everyone. And anyone on this team, it's preparing you for any other progression in your career where you do have to manage, and being aware of that role means not just protecting your team, but making sure and being a good steward for the whole organization, having that big picture mindset. And so when I talk about mature contributors, keep that in mind, a big picture mindset. All right. Thanks for listening. That's our quote for today. Bye for now.
Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.